Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is I, Phil, your host, doing the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point, I've been listening to a lot of music lately. And by a lot of music, I mean a lot of the Deathloop soundtrack. My son is very much into drums and very into jazzy sounds lately. And after we got him hooked on some Brubeck, it was time to give him the real shit and play the Deathloop soundtrack. I also have like Immersive Sims on the brain a lot. If you tune into the Spotlight Games podcast, there we'll do it live. Maybe tonight, depending on when this episode comes out. But I'll be guesting on Spotlight Games. So check out the description. You can go tune into that. I think it's 8 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday the 12th. Who knows? The episode has not come out yet. We haven't done it yet, obviously. So I don't know if this is going to happen, but there is perhaps a protracted chat about Immersive Sims that is going to happen. Something that I've been tossing back and forth with Patrick, the host there, for a little bit. And Deathloop, obviously, is one of those games, so it's on the mind. And I've started thinking more about, like, what, as I build out this taste in kind of putting to paper what I feel like are some of my favorite and best things out there, something that I feel like seems to be a gamer habit of ranking and stacking stuff up to one another. It's just something I've never really done a ton in my life in general. I typically like things or I don't like things, and there's no like S rank to the things that I like, if you will. So it's been kind of this interesting thing of, as I get more into these spaces and, you know, I do Game of the Year lists, so now I need to, like, think about that. Which, more on that as a second point here in a second, but, so I've been thinking more about it in, like, the music sense right now, as I've put on the board that I think that Prey 2017 is my favorite game of all time. I've been thinking a bit more about, like, you know, different aspects of games, and honestly, the one part that I think Prey suffers a little bit is that kind of replayable, re-listenable soundtrack. Sorry to Mick Gordon, I guess, but this ain't it for his stuff. I've also been, you know, playing through Atomic Heart, also featuring Mick Gordon, I guess, and that makes me remember that maybe there's something going on in Mick Gordon's past that made him not do other stuff for Microsoft, and now I'm curious what that is. But the fucking Deathloop soundtrack is an absolute banger of, like, just awesome kind of, like, West Coast jazzy jazz. And it's like, it's a perfect vibe. I love that soundtrack. It's kind of one of the perfect ones where, instead of being, 33 2-minute clips of music, it's very much like the No Man's Sky soundtrack, where it's, you know, here's 10 tracks and all of them are 15 minutes long. And the way that music works in that game is, you know, as you would expect, you have your just sneaking around, figuring out stuff, no guards are on you music, and then once it pops off, there is this just, like, big bombastic sting, and each one of the levels has a different flavor of music that is connected to the actual, connected to the visionary that you're trying to take down. So, like, Freestyle Rock has a music producer there who's kind of more of a folksy, kind of like 70s country western, and there's a lot more, you know, electric guitar in there, and you have, like, my favorite, maybe perhaps because it is the first one, But Carl's Bay is much more just like the typical jazzy, like big bombastic and brass. But like it feels perfect. Like every time it pops off and every time it kind of fades out, it hits. It's incredibly well done. And like honestly, the soundtrack is just really good in general. Like the music is very listenable and it has like good builds to it. I think that it's like probably up there as probably my favorite soundtrack, maybe. I mean, it's tough. Like soundtrack is weirdly harder for me to nail down than game of all time, because you know Doom 2016 is right there, you know, like it's right there. In No Man's Sky, also really high up there on the list of top 10 Phil's favorite soundtracks. But I've been thinking about a bit more about it and a bit more about ranking, which kind of gets me to my second topic of the day, my second point. And I think this is a me thing, because I've been hearing a lot of chatter about Donkey Kong Bonanza. I've been hearing a lot of chatter about Expedition 33, a game that I am, I think, like a good chunk into Act 2 of. And I've just had this overriding feeling that looking back at my played list and the GOTY list I've been putting together, and while yes, this was the year that Citizen Sleeper 2 came out, I like really don't feel like I don't have a number one game of the year right now, which is kind of weird. Like, you know, like I have Citizen Sleeper 2 is on that list. I have Avowed on that list. What else? Expedition 33, obviously. Night Rain came out this year. But there's just Blueprints. But like each one of these games is something that is like, yeah, I could see that being top 10, even top 5 contender. But there's nothing like Indica, you know, my game of the year last year, that is just like jumping out at me like, holy shit, this was just knocked it out of the park, is an insane game to play right now feeling. You know, there are a couple of different games that I feel good about, right? Like, you know, Atomfall was this year. There's a couple of smaller indies that I've been playing through lately. Artis Impact, the video that I did the Let's Try of last week, like that looks rad. I need to play some more of it to see how it's going. But like, I don't know, I really thought that Expedition 33 was going to be that game for me. And while I like it, I really think that I'm just not a turn-based combat kind of guy. I thought that this would be the game that turned me around on it, and no, it's not. Expedition 33 is a game where I want to know more about the story and what's going on there, and I respect the gameplay, but it's just not for me, I don't think. There's like enough weirdness in there that I don't know. I think I will have like more complete thoughts on Expedition 33 as the year progresses, as I kind of like slowly work my way through it. But I'm still very much in the biding my time for there to be an open season in the year, so I can play some of these other games that I've either been hoarding or I'm really looking forward to. Like the one that I put up a video of last week also is Ambrosia Sky, which just looks kind of rad. It plays really fun. It's like a cleanup game where you're, you know, dealing with exofungus in colonies around Saturn. And then there's just this really affecting moment of, you know, having to deal with death, and like, you know, you are a person coming back to a colony you left 15 years ago, and you know, the baggage, right? But it's a really cool one of those, but it's doing something really interesting, and like it has that sci-fi concept that, you know, I just absolutely love. And honestly, the other game that's on the list that I have not played yet that I'm really looking forward to finding some free time to get into is, I really want to jump back into Tainted Grail, The Fall of Avalon, or whatever it's called. I love me some King Arthur. and this is just Oblivion but King Arthur, and that's kind of all I need in my life. So I'm excited to get into that again. I played the first hour of the demo or something, probably a month or so back now, and it was pretty kick-ass. It was exactly what I wanted, but I need to get back into that. But yeah, there's just not anything that's jumping out at me right now. As you know, if I had to nail down this list as it is right now, I have a whole lot of stuff that can go between like 4 to 10, but I don't have anything that is feeling top three to me. Like nothing that I look at and say, man, like that's an incredible video game. Like there's nothing that says like, this is Indica, this is Botany Manor, this is 1000 Times Resist. And I know that those games are out there for people already, and so it feels kind of weird that I'm not having that moment right now. But I guess we're only 8 months into the year, right? We got four more to go. A game that slipped onto my list last year is Indiana Jones, which is, you know, may come up again in that Spotlight Games episode about immersive sims. But that was out at the end of November last year, so there's still time. There's still time to build that list. But so far, I'm kind of surprised that I haven't had a standout, like, this is the game. Because as time has gone on, you know, I've softened a bit on Citizen Sleeper. I've softened a bit on Expelled. These small, like, tight experiences, I'm kind of getting further away from them, and they're not, you know, they're not hitting as hard anymore. So I'm curious how the year will progress. I haven't really paid any attention to what's coming out, because at this point I have so much stuff piled up anyways that I just, you know, kind of take it as it comes. This has also kind of been the year where I've started getting a bit more like press code for smaller indies. So stuff like Artis Impact and Camille and Laura are like these small, very tight indie experiences that, you know, who knows if I even would have heard about had I not had, you know, some access to some press account stuff. So that'll be filling up my list. But like I said, none of that stuff so far is jumping up to spot number one. Like, I haven't had to reorder my list yet since kind of January, which this feels kind of weird. I put first game I played this year for 2025, a Citizen Sleeper 2, still up in slot number one, but I don't feel very good about most of those. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. But I guess what I will say, in conclusion, I'm hopeful for the rest of the year. Go listen to the Deathloop soundtrack. Just like really, really flip it on and just go for a walk or sit in a dark room and just really vibe out to some like truly incredible like period style jazz. Like it's incredible. I love that music so much. I think you will too. Go give it a listen. And then also if you're around on August 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern, I will have a link in the show notes here. But go listen to the Spotlight Games podcast on Twitch. The Spotlight Games show. It is a podcast. I listen to it as a podcast. Who knows? But I'll be guesting there. We might be talking about immersive sims. We might be talking about the news. But what I can tell you is that we will be talking. So go check it out. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be one of the first like live shows I've done. So, you know, come hang out and, you know, one thing or another, maybe I'll just make an ass of myself. Who knows? But yeah, thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. I gotta go hop on this train that just got here. Speaking of trains, a video called Choo Choo Survivor 2 just hit the YouTubes. It's a Vampire Survivors, but with trains. So, you know, you and I, we know about trains. We talk about trains almost every day. Go check that video out. It is a Vampire Survivors, but with train, and it's pretty fun. So go check it out. But that's it for me today. I need to go get on this train so I'm not late to work, and then my boss doesn't find out about this thing that I do every morning and say, sorry, I was late because I was recording a podcast. That probably doesn't look good on my quarterly review. see you later. Have a good rest of your day. Have a good morning. And tune in to Spotlight Games tomorrow. We'll see you. Bye.